Luke chapter 19, verse 9 to 10. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." First of all, let the full blessing and peace of Christmas be with you, your family, and workplace. Among cartoonists and writers of last century, there is one author called Theodore Zuskaisel. One of his representative works is How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Based on this book, a fantasy movie and animation was made. This is its story. In a small village called Whoville, villagers were waiting eagerly for Christmas. Villagers would say that there is no Christmas fabulous as that of Whoville. So the whole village was decorated for Christmas. There was even a clock that notified how many days, hours, and minutes were left to Christmas Day. But one person, Grinch, who lived on top of the northern mountain, despised Christmas. No one knew how he came to hate it. He was ugly and lived all alone. He would come down to the village, disguised, and harass people trying to ruin Christmas. Then one day, he came to save a little girl, Cindy, the daughter of the head of the post office. Cindy became curious to why Grinch would save her when people had told her that he was a nasty person. She began to think that Grinch may not be so nasty. Cindy asked villagers how Grinch came to hate Christmas. This is what she heard. In the Whoville, newborn babies came down from the sky, tucked inside a little basket. On the eve of Christmas, Grinch came down from the sky. He was ugly looking, with green hair all over his body. Nevertheless, the villagers raised him in the spirit of Christmas. When he was 8 years old, he was subject to bullying at school. Children did not like Grinch with all his hair. In order to please his friends, he tried to shave, but because he was not used to shaving, he ended up with scars all over his face. He was again ridiculed. Afterwards, he came to despise the Whoville villagers as well as Christmas and lived up in the mountains by himself. Leading up to the celebration of Jubilation 1000, the villagers were voting cheermeisters who will make the event more joyous. The mayor asked for recommendations. When Cindy said she recommends Grinch, there was a commotion in the crowd. The mayor cited the Book of Who and read, "The term Grinchy shall apply when Christmas spirit is in short supply." However, Cindy argued that there was also these words in the guide: "No matter how different a Who may appear, he will always be welcomed with holiday cheer. Also, the cheermeister is the one who deserves a backslap or toast, and it goes to the soul at Christmas who needs it most." In the end, Grinch was voted the cheermeister, and Cindy persuaded Grinch to come down to the village. Grinch had an enjoyable time, eating pudding and biscuits that people made. Furthermore, His happiness doubled as he came first in the game of contest, wearing a sack on his feet. Briefly happy about winning, the first prize of the contest was a razor, and it was enough to bring back his nightmare from childhood. He went straight back up to his house on the mountain, but his anger did not calm down. So, in the middle of the night, Grinch brought down all his dogs as Rudolphs to the village and stole all the food and presents that were to be shared in order to prevent people from enjoying the Christmas party. Moreover, he stole all the lights that were lighting the trees and went back up to the mountain. In the morning, the townspeople were devastated. They blamed that this was because the mayor chose Grinch as cheermeister after naively listening to the girl. However, Cindy's father spoke. "I'm glad he took our presents." As the mayor started to raise his voice, saying that Grinch ruined Christmas, Cindy's father continued. "You can't hurt Christmas, because it isn't about gifts, or the contests, or the fancy light. I don't need anything more for Christmas than this right here, my family." Meanwhile, Grinch thought it strange that the joyous singing became more loud from the village. The townspeople were singing songs, despite having their presents stolen from them. Looking at the people who were still joyfully singing, Grinch came to realize something new, that maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. At that moment, Grinch's heart, which was smaller than other people's, suddenly became 3 times larger, and he shed tears that he had never spilled before. In fact, the reason that he was nasty to other people was because he was deeply hurt by them. He was a victim. He went back down to the village with Cindy, who had come to see him, and gave back all he had taken and joined others in celebration. The work, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, reminds what is really important in celebrating Christmas and what the essence of Christmas is. Undoubtedly, it is more important in Christmas to be with loved ones and family than sharing gifts and food. Even with expensive gifts and all kinds of delicacies on the table, if there is not a single person to give your heart to and hold you tight, what meaning would it be? So Proverbs chapter 17:1 states, "Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife." The word zebah translates to sacrificial offering. Across the ages and in all countries of the world, food given as religious offerings are never given lightly. Whether putting meat on the offering table, or fish, or fruit, it was always of best quality. Great care and devotion was also put into preparing the food. Israel was no exception. The meat for offering had to come from animals with no faults. So sacrificial offerings were not just good food, but were synonymous to all things precious and rare. If we are in a conflicted relationship with family members, even with expensive clothes, bags, and shoes around me cannot fill the emptiness and deep sighing that drowns everything. And a supper of soup or noodles with people that I connect with will be better than a meal of the highest cuisine with people that I cannot share hearts with. As such, undoubtedly, what is most important at Christmas than gifts or food is to be with family and loved ones. Yet, there is something more important and more meaningful, and that is Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, Christmas has no meaning. No, actually, without Jesus Christ, there would be no Christmas in the first place. Christmas without Jesus Christ would merely be a good time, but cannot be a Christmas celebration despite all the gifts or food sharing with good people. When I was in seminary, I remember receiving a business card from a pastor who was about to leave the country to serve as a missionary. On his business card, there was his name and contact like any other business card. But on the back of the card, it was written both in Korean and in English as such. If you meet me and forget me, you have lost nothing. But you meet Jesus Christ and forget him, you have lost everything. Yes, that is right. We meet so many people and we may forget them. But the meaning of Christmas will not fade away. But if we meet Jesus Christ and we forget him, then we do not only lose the meaning of Christmas, but of eternal life and the happiness in eternal truth. Today's story of Zacchaeus in the scripture is like a sample that shows us the true meaning of Christmas. We dealt with this story extensively for 6 weeks during October and November. Grinch was a kid who was not welcomed due to his green hair and ugly appearance. It would not have been easy for his peers to accept him, who was only eight years old, but had mustaches and hair all over him. So Grinch went up to the mountain and lived in caves. Zacchaeus, at a certain point in his life, when he started to have self-consciousness, would have realized that he was different from his friends. It would have oppressed him to see his friends who are the same age as he was, but a head taller. Moreover, when he felt like that his friends were leaving him out, his loneliness and oppression would have increased. Most people have one or two things that oppress them. One major thing is related to height. One of the aesthetics operations that shocked me the most was operation to extend limbs, commonly known as procedure to make you grow taller. It is a surgery that cuts out flesh from the calf and the thigh, cuts part of the bone, fixes it, and artificially elongates the height. Originally, this surgery was undertaken to correct the legs from deformity from birth or accidents or from accidents or illness. Nowadays, it is performed more for aesthetic purposes. Putting the argument of right or wrong aside about the surgery, what oppression would being small would have been to want to be taller, to go to the extremes of cutting flesh and bone? Of course, the sense of inferiority does not suddenly disappear, nor does confidence rise automatically just because one has become taller. The sense of inferiority and the hurt feelings can be healed when our inner person becomes healthier and stronger. And the strength and healthiness of our inner persons come from the right relationship with God. Being in a right relationship with God is to acknowledge that God takes you exactly as you are and to love God from your heart. Zacchaeus, who was a small kid, was only a little bit different from his friends. But that difference turned into wrong and made him walk the path of a tax collector and the chief of it. So the job of a tax collector and the chief brought him enormous amount of wealth and made him a rich man. But his life and his heart had a big hole in the middle. And from the cold wind that passed through that hole, he lived the life not different from that of Grinch, living in the top of the mountain against the cold wind. However, when he climbed up the sycamore fig tree to see Jesus passing through Jericho, no, his life was already turning a new page in history as Jesus was already in Jericho. Jesus had opened the eyes of the blind Bartimaeus at the entry of Jericho, so it can be inferred that Jesus was already staying at Jericho. Zacchaeus, unaware of what will happen to him the next day, would have slept and considered that night no different from another. It was the same when Jesus was born at Bethlehem. Endless number of angels cried out, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth." But people did not know. Yet, that night was the night that changed the course of humanity, and it was God's night. To Zacchaeus, the previous night would have seemed the same as before, but that night became the night that God worked his history. Jesus approached Zacchaeus on the sycamore fig tree and said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." And Zacchaeus led Jesus to his home, thankful that something near impossible had just happened. The crowd's murmuring did not concern Zacchaeus anymore. Zacchaeus, with a determined mind, stood up and said to Jesus, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Zacchaeus, having received Jesus Christ, the most precious and eternal jewel of all, no longer considered what he possessed as valuables. That is when Jesus said the following, verse 9-10. "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Jesus did not say that he became the son of Abraham because Zacchaeus shared what he owned, But Jesus said that he already is the son of Abraham. And as such, that Jesus came to this earth to save the lost people and to give them eternal life. So we, who were lost, can enjoy the eternal life through Jesus Christ, who carried the cross. The reason that Jesus came to this earth is to share with us eternal life. And as Zacchaeus shared what he possessed after he met Jesus, we live the life of sharing when we take in Jesus Christ into our lives. So the life of Christmas is in fact sharing. Through sharing, we see more clearly how precious of being Jesus coming to meet us is. This year's Christmas is very different from previous ones. Due to COVID-19, there are lots of people in our society suffering. So it is only right for us and the church who have received Jesus Christ, the most precious and eternal jewel, to reach out and share with those around us. In our church, there are three main service teams that reach out to our neighbors: internal and overseas missionary team, regional society serving team, and society relief team. The members of the congregation and the pastors who serve these three teams particularly serve diligently during these recent periods in order to more righteously and properly serve our neighbors. Past March, when COVID-19 was spreading rapidly in the Daegu and Gyeongbuk region, our church supported 130 churches that were having a hard time paying rents, supporting 500,000 won each and 65 million won in total. This time, we are trying to support 330 churches nationally, except for Daegu and Gyeongbuk region, and selected through the help of each church denomination. We are planning to again support 500,000 won each and 165 million won in total. Over 1,400 places apply for support. Please pray that we may select places that are most desperately in need. Furthermore, we have sent gift boxes to the churches in Daegu and Gyeongbuk region that received the support in spring. In Mapo-gu, where our church is situated, it has 16 administrative districts. The church regional society serving team had expanded the annual warm winter passing of supporting winter materials to neighbors in need to all 16 administrative districts from supporting, whereas previously we had only supported Hapjeongdong as before, but as more people have shown to be in need due to COVID-19. So recommended from each district office, we have sponsored necessities such as gift cards, duvets, electric blankets, vacuum cleaner, washing machine, and more that amount to 46 million won to various organizations. Decades before, we burned briquettes to warm houses and to cook food. For most of us, we have a dim memory of when we last burned briquettes. And there may not be many of us who know how much a single sheet of briquette is. Yet, in Korea, there are still quite many energy vulnerable members of society who still use briquettes. Particularly this year, due to COVID-19, it is said that relief for briquettes have drastically decreased. So the regional society serving team donated 125,000 sheets of briquettes worth 100 million won. through the briquette bank. The 125 sheets of briquettes will be distributed to 828 families, 150 sheets each, to use for a month. I would like to thank all of the volunteers for this work. Christmas is about sharing gifts, food, and time with family and loved ones, and most importantly, to walk side by side with the Lord, who have a core place in our hearts as the eternal jewel. And because we are serving the Lord, it leads us to sharing with those who are more fragile. In Charles Dickens' novel, A Christmas Carol, where the miser E. Scrooge is a protagonist, the final act ends with these words: "He had no further intercourse with spirits, and it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge." People would have said the same thing about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus led Jesus to his home, and it was always said of him that Zacchaeus knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. I hope that our lives would end as such as well. They accepted the Lord as salvation, and it was always said of them, they, the members of the congregation of 100th Anniversary Church, knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. With God as our strength, and by walking with Him, let the full blessing of Christmas be with us in every day of our lives. Merry Christmas. Let us pray. If Grinch had no choice to be alone, as people shunned him out based on prejudice and misunderstanding, we were creatures also to have been shunned out by you due to our sins and faults. We thank you, Lord, that you sent to us Jesus Christ, the jewel of eternal life, saved us forever, and let us live with God as our strength, and that we may give service to celebrate the birth of baby Jesus, who came down to this earth 2,000 years ago. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector of Jericho and a rich man. He would have probably been able to buy all that money could buy if he desired. Yet, when he did not have you, he lived a life that meant nothing. Once he received the jewel of eternal life, Jesus Christ, he realized clearly what he had to do and reached his hands out to share with his neighbors. If we think that we have to have more than others, be in a higher place, and live a more fancy life in order to make our lives valuable, please remind us of Zacchaeus. We are, even in our stances, full of faults, but you came down to us, and we thank you that we can participate in the happiness of Christmas. Let the songs of angels, that glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth, echo in our spirits and in our lives as well. Wherever and whatever life we may live, let the places we stand be glorified and redeemed wholly through the jewel of eternal life that we serve. Moreover, let the Lord that we accepted be a path to serve others. As such, let our every day be Christmas through our Lord Jesus, the one who came down to this earth and to our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.